I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon Netcast. And I trust you are ready for some cool stuff, technologically speaking. I have here in my hand, let me get to where it's not shining at you there, my new phone. And it's awesome, truly awesome. This is the, well, see, it went off. Let me turn it back on. There you go. It is the Droid X from Verizon, and it is a very cool phone. I'm looking at the screen, so that's why it looks like I'm not looking at you anymore. But I will look at you when I'm talking. At any rate, it's got so many cool things. Unbelievably awesome. At any rate, my latest toy, and I've been playing with it with lots and lots of cool stuff. It'll do Facebook. It'll do Twitter. Which, by the way, I wasn't much into Facebook or Twitter when I was doing the netcast before, which is why I never, my nose is itching. What are you going to do? Anyway, I wasn't into it very much before when I was doing the netcast, which has been over 2 years ago now. At any rate, and since then, of course, the whole social networking thing has exploded. And there's even a movie out now called Social Networking. Wonder why. At any rate, so since that time, I have gotten on Facebook and I have gotten on Twitter. And so if you want to tweet me or listen to my tweets, which sounds rather strange, doesn't it? At any rate, it is twitter.com/DrBillBailey, DrBillBailey. Yes, that would be my Twitter. And then, of course, Facebook would be Dr. Bill Bailey. Same thing. Yes, that's what I use for all of them because that's my name. At any rate, I was headed somewhere with this. I don't remember where now, but you can get on board and do those things. But see, the cool thing about the phone is I have the social networking thing right here on the phone, and I can do the Twittering and the tweeting and the Facebooking all from the phone. Not sure if that's a good thing. Also, lately I've been playing with Pandora, which is really cool. It is radio that you program yourself by basically choosing, oh, it's getting all bright in here. The sun is changing and the clouds are shifting. Oh my, makes you feel powerful. Anyway, I was headed somewhere with this. Yes, and that is Pandora. You select a song that you like or a group that you like, and then it starts playing the music that you like to hear. And you can set up different, you know, like channels in your personal account, depending on your mood. You might be in a soft, mellow mood, you know, the old James Brown thing. Or you may be in a rock and roll, anyway, kind of mood. And so, you can set up different channels for that reason. So, you might want to try that. Pandora.com, check it out, very cool. Let's see, some of the other things I was going to talk about. Oh yeah, Geek Software of the Week. The drum roll, yes. Geek Software of the Week is some geek software that I forgot. So I'm going to go look at what I put on the site for the Geek Software of the Week. You know you can do that by going to drbill.cc, and it will bring up the website. And the website is now set up so that it automatically starts playing the Dr. Bill TV show, which I am now recording. And so there you go. So that's how that works. If you don't want to hear it, you can always pause it, which is what I will have to do if it ever gets there. Why is my computer not going to the Dr. Bill site? Details. It's always something. I bet it's because my router's down. Yeah, I noticed that earlier because, you see, I had my other cool toy. Let me just close this out because it's not gonna work. It's just not gonna work. Anyway, my other cool new toy is a Vizio Blu-ray player that has built-in networking, wireless networking that can connect to Vudu.com, which is cool. It's kind of like Netflix, except the difference is you only pay for the movies you actually watch instead of paying per month. So I kind of like that. Well, anyway, I tried to tune in to see what was on Vudu a little while ago, and it came back and said, you don't have a network connection. And now I don't have a network connection on my computer, which I'm recording the program on, which tells me that the router right back here behind me in the shelves is apparently not connected to the network. There you go. Notice the skill of the troubleshooting. Ha ha. Yes. Okay. Anyway, so I don't know what the Geek Software of the Week is. You'll have to go find out yourself by going to the site and finding out yourself. Ha. Anyway, lots of other stuff to talk about. Let's see. I want to talk about... Yes, you're right. I wanted to talk about VMware. I heard somebody out there goes, VMware, Doc, that's what you wanted to talk about. Okay, thank you for reminding me. VMware, and that is ThinApp by VMware. Awesome! It's truly awesome. Now, here's the thing. I have been a Citrix administrator for these many years, and I like Citrix, you know, well enough. It's okay, but Citrix is making some moves that I think are bad. Okay, now here's why. I didn't mean to get into all of this. This is just an intro to getting where I was going to get into, but never mind. The thing about Citrix is they have gone to a new version called Citrix 6. Well, that's fine. But the thing about Citrix 6 is it only runs on Windows 2008, 64-bit. Which is fine, too. I'm not against that. I'm all for progress. Yes, however, none of the applications that we use at work, which is where I am Citrix administrator, run on Windows 2008. Duh! So what are you going to do? You can't run applications that won't run on Citrix under Windows 2008, unless you run it on 2003, which, of course, version 6 doesn't run on 2003. It only runs on 2008. Now, I've heard rumors out there somewhere that there may be eventually a Windows 6 for 2003, but Citrix says, no, we're not going to do that. That would be going backwards. I understand, but if you don't have Citrix that will run 2003, then I can't run my applications, which means I'm stuck at 5. And you know what Citrix says? Citrix says, no problem, stay at 5. Dumb. Because eventually the world will move on. Eventually there'll be a 7 and an 8. And if they never support 2003 again, and if the vendors that have the applications never, you know, make their applications run on Windows 7-ish platforms or 2008-ish platforms, then, of course, you're stuck. So in the meantime, I was looking at, you got it, VMware's NetApp. Okay? I was headed somewhere with that, wasn't I? Yes. And that is that it's awesome. I tried it. It's awesome. It creates a virtual sandbox that allows you to run your applications in a virtual Windows XP little sandboxy thing on your PC, and you can install it in one place on the network on a file share, and then it will run on your PCs or on your Vue desktops. There are several really neat demos of it on YouTube. So I suggest you go to the YouTube and you type in VMware and NetApp and click, and you will see the demos. And they're cool. And I've played with it. It's really cool. So, that's mainly what I was going to talk about. Yeah. Except for the Geek Software of the Week, which I've now forgotten what it is. But let me tell you of a really cool, couple of cool Geek Software of the Weeks to come. There's one that I will post tomorrow. I'm giving you a future Geek Software of the Week. Is that fair? I don't know if that's fair. I'll have to think about that a minute. I won't do that. Because if I give it to you now, then in the future, the time-space continuum will shatter and separate, and that would be bad. Okay? So, we won't do that. Instead, I'll just encourage you to go to drbill.cc, which, of course, stands for Computer Curmudgeon, as you know. Go to drbill.cc, not .com, not .net, .cc, Computer Curmudgeon. Okay? Do that. Go there, find out what the Geek Software of the Week is, and then you'll know. Because I don't. Okay. Now, on the netcast front, there are those who have been wanting me to do these netcasts, and now I'm doing them again occasionally, and it'll depend on you guys as to whether I keep doing them, because you'll have to write me emails and say, yeah, Doc, we love it. Keep doing it. You know, or you might say, we don't care. Go away, which is, that's fine, too. But if you like them, you let me know, and life will go on. Yes. So, I guess since I don't remember what the Geek Software of the Week was, and the new one I can't tell you without breaking the space-time continuum, I will just say, the Doctor is out of here. Speaking of space-time continuums, I'm here from the future. At least the future before I recorded the netcast that I just finished. And the reason is because my wife, Belinda, reminded me that I said something wrong. She was listening to me do the netcast and heard me say net app instead of thin app. And being the geek that she is, because she married me, don't think about that too long. At any rate, she reminded me that no, thin app is the name of the VMware product. So if you go to YouTube and you type in NetApp and VMware, you're going to find out about a SAN solution, which is fine. NetApp is a perfectly fine SAN solution. It's not the one we use at work. We use an entirely different one, okay? But NetApp is cool, and I've gone to a lot of their demos, and that's why it's stuck in the old brain. But ThinApp, see, thin applications, virtual, thin, get it? ThinApp is the name of the VMware product that is awesomely cool, okay? Just saying. Okay, so if you want to go to the old YouTube, you need to type in ThinApp and VMware and demo, and then you'll get to see the cool demo, which is cool. And maybe Vue. You know, I want to put Vue in there, too, because they tie in how Vue and ThinApp work together. Ha! You might say, Doctor, is the old brain kind of getting rusty? Well, no. Sharp as a tack. And it attacks quite a lot. At any rate, so, but I wanted to correct that, because if I didn't correct that, you'd say that I'd gone completely bonkers, rather than just a little bit. You know, it's like that movie. What movie? The movie with Nicolas Cage and the other guy about wizards. Not wizards. Sorcerer's Apprentice. Yes, thank you. I like that guy out there that keeps yelling the answers to me. Thank you. Sorcerer's Apprentice movie. He asked, are you crazy? And he said, just that much. Yes. And those of you that are listening to the audio portion, I was holding my thumb and forefinger just slightly apart. Yeah, okay, you figured that.